A parliament state hearing on national security has provoked comments and angry exchange about Germany and its support for the anti-Iran terrorist group PJAK, or the Party for Free Life of Kurdistan. During the open session of the parliament, a number of speakers raised the question of PJAK's terrorist activities, mainly its armed attacks against security forces and border towns. They also urged Berlin to extradite to Iran PJAK ringleader Abdulrahman Haji Ahmadi, who is now in German territory.
Germany is the biggest supporter of PJAK terrorist group. For years, it has given refuge to its ringleader. They even claim that this terrorist has German citizenship. But that does not mean he has a clean bill to attack Iran. In fact, it does undermine the credibility of Germany as a responsible country. That's why Berlin has no other option but to reconsider its policy towards this terrorist group.
Germany's foreign ministry has so far kept mum on Tehran's request to take any legal action against the terrorist group. That's why a number of Iranian lawmakers plan to meet German foreign ministry officials next week. They say this is because Berlin has failed to meet its international obligations in the fight against terrorism.
Next week, we are going to have a meeting with Germany's foreign ministry officials. One of the questions we would like to ask is support for terrorist groups in Europe, especially in Germany. We are against terrorism in any shape or form. Islam condemns terrorism, and those who try to claim otherwise are just lying.
Iran's foreign ministry has also summoned the German embassy's officials in Tehran to voice its protest against the terrorist group's presence and activities in the European country. Germany's foreign ministry has promised to pursue the case as soon as it receives, it says, reliable evidence from Iran.
The governments of the United States, Germany, UK, and France are not interested in normal ties with Iran. As you can remember, it was Germany which equipped Iraq with chemical weapons to attack Iran in the 1980s. Even the US has publicly allocated funds to finance anti-Iran terrorist activities.
PJAK, an offshoot of the Kurdistan Workers' Party or PKK, regularly engages in armed clashes with Iranian security forces along western borders with Iraq's Kurdistan.
This terrorist group is supported by so many foreign countries, European countries, and maybe United States too. Because without the support of those people, those governments, they cannot do anything. We have been witnessing this thing from the very beginning of the revolution.
No one has the right to invade our border territories. We must shoot and kill those who infiltrate our border areas. Those living in border towns have the right to be concerned about terrorist attacks. So far, they have been patient, but that doesn't mean that we should stop defending them by any means available.
Both the PJAK and the PKK are recognized as terrorist groups by Iran, Turkey, Iraq, the United States, the European Union, and the United Nations. According to many official reports by the United Nations, independent human rights groups, and NGOs, Iran has been a victim of terrorism for more than 30 years. Despite that, certain Western powers continue to claim that Iran is harboring terrorism. Aman Nadiri, Press TV, Tehran.